because we don't plan. It's like you, anyone watching a football or any other game that you've been involved in. You don't have a game plan. We don't have a game plan and the structure to go into this. We're just going in blind. Which took us a long way. You know the only reason we got the unions back on track? 50 of us went over to Labor Day in Brisbane, at the Labor Day, where the ex-Prime Minister was and everything. 50 of us went over there, 50 black fellas. 15,000 people were marching that day, and we stood there beside them at the start of the march, and we explained to every one of them 15,000 that went past us that we couldn't march in that march because their black bureaucrats that they hired in the union wouldn't let us. We told every one of those unions. By the time everyone got back over to the main venue, over the exhibition grounds, that word had got from one lot of the 15,000 all the way back. And everyone was pissed off. Every one of those union fellows were pissed off. Basically, what happened from there, when we went back to the embassy, there was union delegates left, right and centre asking the question why. And basically that was all taken on. And they took it back to their unions, and each one of those unions reaffirmed their alliance with Blackwallis. And that's how it got moved down in Melbourne at the ACTU in front of three prime ministers, three ex-prime ministers. And that's the magnitude of that resolution on the floor of this ACTU. But I guess I'm not telling people how to suck eggs or anything, but it differs in all every different state of our what resources we have available to each other. New South Wales Land Council, you're in a, you know, I don't know, sometimes a lucky position, sometimes not. You've got the Land Council there, how much support they throw behind you, that's fine, you know. How much support they throw in terms of resources. West Australian people, you've got it a bit harder, there's not much over there.
You've got it the hardest, I think.
Yeah, in terms of that, but maybe it's something where you, we've always had the situation where we've had a good black fella and a bad black fella. And this is part of the decision. Michael will tell you this from years ago. When we had the first lot of fellas, the black fellas that went into government jobs. Right? Now, we didn't call them Uncle Toms. We knew it was just important to have a black fella in there, sit past and stuff out the window, and out the front door when they weren't looking, as it was to get it out the back. No, they're just coconuts. But I've got a lot of nieces and nephews that are coconuts in the daytime. The thing is how we get smart and how we use this stuff, okay? You know, it's not a matter of throwing sticks at one another. It's a matter of using all the right resources, channel them all in the right area, and keep them going.